A great story today published in the Daily Telegraph and the Courier Mail. There's talk of a world-first breakthrough in the fight against cancer by a group of Sydney scientists. Researchers led by the Centenary Institute Associate Professor Jeff Holst have discovered what they hope is a way to fight and kill aggressive malignant cells that cause some of the deadliest type of cancers. They've found these cells apparently thrive in an amino acid called glutamine, but not normal cells or normal cells do not. And they've developed a way of starving the cancer cell, but not the healthy ones. The Associate Professor's on the line right now. Associate Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
Thank you very much for your time. And should I say congratulations with that premature?
Well, you know, every step is we need to congratulate ourselves on. I think, it's a long road. We've been studying this for almost 10 years now. And, you know, we're still a number of years off being able to get this into patients. But, you know, we've really got to celebrate each step as we go along.
So a few years, you're quoted in the story as saying that we've known for 100 years cancer cells take up nutrients and use them differently to normal cells. But now all of a sudden you identify this amino acid called glutamine, and that could be the key. And from talking to colleagues like Professor Rowe in Matanuran and things like that, they say one day all these types of diseases that kill people, there'll be a secret we learn, and maybe it'll be as simple as what things are from the past. In other words, they discover things and say, crikey, that's going to work. And is this one of those moments?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering that cancer cells take up a lot more sugar, a lot more glucose than normal cells, and that they use it very differently to normal cells. And, you know, we've sort of known that. But what then happens is what we've recently discovered is that as a result of that, they use the glucose very inefficiently, and instead they then turn to glutamine as an important fuel. And so whilst people have sort of known this about glucose, the glutamine story has really come out more recently. And what our work has been able to show is that there's an increase in the number of pumps on the surface of the cell that bring those nutrients in, as well as the fact that the cancer cells use glutamine and are reliant, or what we call addicted to glutamine, compared to normal cells. And that gives us a way to basically starve the cancer cells, but then leave the normal cells alone.
Just fantastic. Now, so we don't get people's hopes up who may have family members or themselves are battling the type of cancers mentioned in the story this morning. Can we put time frames on things? Are we talking once you've done all the things you need to do, are we talking 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, longer?
Yeah, so I think, you know, what we're most excited about at the moment is the partnership that we've got through the Medical Research Commercialization Fund, UniSeed and CSIRO. We're actually starting to make some drugs against these pumps that will then be able to be used in the clinic. But obviously that's going to take a couple of years for us to make better drugs, make them more soluble, and you know, be able to do all the testing needed to then get them into clinical trials. But we're certainly hoping in the next 2 to 3 years, if we can make these compounds better, then that's the sort of time frame to get them into clinical trials in these hard-to-treat cancers.
Fantastic story. Congratulations to your researchers at the Centenary Institute Against Association. It's wonderful, and if it's 3 years, it's 3 years, but it just gives people some hope into the future. And well done, Associate Professor.
Yes.
That's Associate Professor Jeff Holst, story from today's News Limited papers, and gee whiz. And I hope one day I get a call like this from Professor Rowe about motor neuron disease, that, and he makes inroads every week, every day, he and his colleagues, but just one day we need to find an answer for all these dreadful things. Just absolutely dreadful.